In 1970, arranger conductor Bob Prince made a whole album of Charlestons for Cool People, never dreaming that the one you are listening to now, Blue Ribbon Charleston, would become the theme music for the new Jazz Guy special, as they turn up randomly here and there on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. Today's show is about a jazz marriage, the story of Jimmy and Marion McPartland, and what happened when Jimmy married the competition. In 1924, when he was 17 years old, Jimmy McPartland, a trumpet player from Chicago, associated with the famous Austin High School gang, replaced Bix Beiderbecke in his Wolverine band, and they roomed together during the transition. Are we okay for Jimmy's street cred, huh? Davenport Blues, which you just heard, was written by Bix Beiderbecke and was played here in 1948 by Jimmy McPartland, trumpet, Jack McConnell, clarinet, Harry Slip-Lep, trombone, Ben Carlton, bass, and Mousie Alexander on the drums. The piano player was a young British woman named Marion Turner, who had been born 26 years earlier in Buckinghamshire, west of central London, and who had already abandoned her classical training and was playing jazz as a volunteer in the USO, the Military Entertainment Division, and it sounded like this. ¶¶ strike up the band. That's what Marion McPartland sounded like when she met Jimmy. Jimmy was also playing for the troops in Belgium, met Marion at a jam session, and the rest is history. They were married on February 3rd, 1945, in Aachen, Germany, and played at their own military base wedding. In 1960, the McPartland band Marion added sounded like this. Thank you. Sentimental Journey. Jimmy McPartland, trumpet. Marion McPartland, piano. Manhattan Red, trombone. Andy Fitzgerald, clarinet. Ben Tucker, bass. Mousie Alexander, drums. Dick Carey, mellophone. And this was the way they sounded in 1973, with Jack Mayhew, clarinet, Hank Berger, trombone, Rusty Gilder, bass, and drum chores, shared by Gus Johnson and Larry Bell. Royal Garden Blues. On the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online.
VOV support is provided by Trigg Insurance Agency, the island's largest independent insurance agency offering all lines of personal and commercial coverage, bonds, group life and medical, even yacht insurance, since 1979. With multi-state licensing, Trigg can insure businesses anywhere in the world. Find them at triginsurance.com.
This portion of Voice of Vashon programming is brought to you by PSCCU, proud to be Washington's Green Credit Union, practicing socially responsible banking by supporting sustainability, job creation, local economies, communities statewide, and our environment. Learn more at psccu.org.
Thank you.
In 1956, Jimmy McPartland's career got a push from another quarter. Jimmy had a brief flirtation with an acting career when he was cast in a leading role in the Alcoa Hours NBC anthology drama The Magic Horn, and in 1956 became a red letter year for Jimmy McPartland with the RCA Victor record of George Ween's jazz soundtrack for the TV show and a contract with Epic Records that included the highly produced and promoted The Music Man Goes Dixieland, with Jimmy in a number of Dixieland settings, as well as Jimmy McPartland's Dixieland, which featured several original McPartland compositions with arrangements by Dick Carey. Here is that music. First, The Magic Horn by George Ween's Dixie Victors, 76 trombones, and You Got Trouble from The Music Man Goes Dixieland with Jimmy in full acting gear, and Third Street Blues from Jimmy McPartland's Dixieland.
You got trouble. Folks, right here I see trouble in River City. Well, sure, I'm a billiard player. Certainly mighty proud, I say. I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with the cue in my hands are golden. Help you cultivate horse sense and a cool head and a keen eye. Did you ever take and try and give an ironclad leave to yourself from a three-rail billiard shot? But just as I say, it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score in balk line. It's a game, I say. Any boob can take and shove a ball in the pocket. And I call that sloth the first step on the road to the depths of degradation. I say it's the first little medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. Next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit and listening to some big out-of-town jasper, hearing him tell about horse race gambling. Not a wholesome trotting race, but a race where they sat down right on the horse. Like to see some stuck-up jockey boys sitting on Dan Patch. Makes your blood boil. Well, I should say, friends, let me tell you what I mean. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pockets in the table. Pockets that marks the difference between a gentleman and a bum. And bum stands for the capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for poo. River City youth will be frittering away. I say our young men will be frittering. Frittering away their noontime, supper time, chalk time too. Get the ball in the pocket, don't you mind? Get dandelions pulled or the screamed off pants or the beefsteak pounded. Never mind pumping any water till your pants are caught with the cistern empty on a Saturday night, and that's trouble. Lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the knickerbocker shirt tail yearlings peeking in the smoke shop when they're after school. Hey, look, folks, right here in River City, with a capital T that rhymes with P and that stands for poo. Folks are the right kind of parents. I'm gonna be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loafing around the hall, while they're trying out Bebo, trying out Q-Bebs, trying out TaylorMade's like a cigarette fiend, and bragging on about how they're gonna cover up a telltale breath of sense at one fine night, and they leave the pool hall heading for the dance of the armory, libertine men, scarlet women, and ragtime. Shameless music that'll drag your son and daughter into the arms of jungle instinct, man. That's trouble with a capital T, and you gotta rhyme it with a P, and that stands for P. O-O-L-O-O.
Thank you.
Jimmy McParland's breakout years, 1956 through 1958, when Jimmy was a busy actor. At the top of the spot, George Ween's Dixie Victors played the theme music from The Magic Horn. Jimmy's picture appears on the album cover, but the trumpet player for this quick introductory number was Ruby Braff. Next, from The Music Man Goes Dixieland, we heard 76 Trombones and You Got Trouble, with Jimmy voicing the role of Professor Harold Hill, the music man himself. Something very rare and wonderful happened in that one, too, with Bud Freeman trading fours with Coleman Hawkins on tenor saxophone. And just now, from Jimmy McPartland's Dixieland album of 1957, Third Street Blues. Jimmy McPartland, trumpet, Peanuts Hucko, clarinet, Tyree Glenn, trombone, Dick Carey, piano, Bill Crow, bass, Al Casamenti, guitar, and Cliff Lehman, drums. And now we come to that part of the show when the fantasist turns to the realist and asks, what's it all about? Michael Golan Johnson.
You are listening to The McPartlands on the Jazz Guy Special on the Voice of Vashon 101.9 FM KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. So, Bill, my guess, given what I am learning from the show, I already know from Marion McPartland's long-running piano jazz radio show, is that while she and Jimmy played together, she was also developing her own solo voice as a piano player.
Something that Jimmy expected and encouraged, and which happened in 1952 when she began a long run with her trio at the Hickory House. What hadn't been planned was the long affair that developed between Marion and drummer Joe Morello. When Morello's wife found out about it, Dave Brubeck hired Morello away in time for Take Five, but the affair continued for almost 10 years. Marion went into therapy and made two decisions, first in 1964 to break up with Morello, and two in 1967 to divorce Jimmy. Here's Marion at the Hickory House in 1953 with her trio, Vinnie Burke on bass, and Joe Morello on the drum. Thank you. been at the Hickory House three times, and each time with Vinnie Burke bass and Joe Morello drums. Manhattan at the top of the spot. The Lady is a Tramp was next. And just now we heard I've Got the World on a String. In 1956, Jimmy made a record for the Concert Hall Society called Down the Middle, and Marion was on it, and she brought her drummer along. Joe Morello was there to play the drums, which he most decidedly did, particularly on an arrangement of Swanee River, featuring Bud Freeman on tenor sax. Taking part in the McPartland story on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSH LP Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at windermerevashon.com.
Support for Voice of Vashon is provided by Osole Mio de Mario, a pizza house, an authentic New York-style slice joint in the heart of Vashon, located on Vashon Highway, open 7 days a week at 12 p.m.
VOV programming support is provided by Quartermaster Cottage, where the harbor view showcases each season from the front deck. The spacious interior is always bright, and the location offers access to island activities as well as relaxing walks on the beach. They're open year-round. Find them on the web at quartermastercottage.com.
This portion of Voice of Vashon programming is brought to you by PSCCU, proud to be Washington's Green Credit Union, practicing socially responsible banking by supporting sustainability, job creation, local economies, communities statewide, and our environment. Learn more at psccu.org.
Thank you.
checking out with a piece that Marion McPartland wrote and recorded with flautist Jerry Dodgen in 1979 for Concord Records, Time and Time Again. And one final detail in the Jimmy and Marion McPartland story, they got married again, not long before Jimmy died of lung cancer in 1991, just before his 84th birthday. You are listening to the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. And this is Bill Wood, the Jazz Guy. So long, thanks for listening. Stay steady, stay awake, and above all, stay cool. Everybody.
Here we are, entering the winter times again. When will the power come back on? Is the highway still blocked, or Fairy Hill still a sheet of ice? How can I get fuel, food, and water? When will the storm hit? All of us on this country island need to stay on top of emergencies, and that's the power of the Island Emergency Alert System. Each year, VOV broadcasts over 150 emergency and safety messages to help get you through the winter times. A dedicated band of volunteers runs the emergency alert service 24/7, 365, but it requires constant care and maintenance to keep going. That's why we all need to support this crucial community service provided by Voice of Vashon in partnership with Vashon Island Fire and Rescue and Vashon Be Prepared. You can help by participating in the Old Man Winter campaign. Just $20 makes a difference to keep the alerts going. You'll see Old Man Winter around town, on Facebook, and in emails. Make donations to Voice of Vashon volunteers walking the ferry lines or at community gathering spots. Or just donate online at voiceofvashon.org/winter.